Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Friday, November 5th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Ivory Coast, where warplanes are once again bombing the rebel town of Bouaké. It's the first major outbreak of hostilities in over a year. Evangelical Baptist Mission's Chris Marine says the problem is the International Christian Academy is near the conflict.
The school is about 5 kilometers outside the town of Bouaké. The French military that evacuated the school 2 years ago are still living there on campus. And the report that we have is that ICA staff and students are safe and unharmed.
Next, police in the former Soviet Republic of Latvia continue their investigation into the death of an American missionary. Karen Dye, a spokeswoman for Campus Crusade for Christ, confirms that the missionary was a Campus Crusade worker. Dye says the missionary's identity is being withheld by police while their investigation continues. The missionary was found dead in his apartment. A police spokeswoman says the man was found stabbed and strangled and believe he may have been a robbery victim. And a book for young people that tells the story of Christ is now coming full circle. It's called The Book of Hope, and the fruit of its initial distribution in Russia has been incredible. Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, says what they're seeing today is miraculous.
We're seeing many young people that came to the Lord through the first Book of Hope distributions in Russia. They become pastors. They become church planters in one region of Perm, one church up there. This year alone has planted 342 new churches.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.